Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
The last time Donnie and I had a quiz show, it was absolutely legendary. I came back from a 3-0 deficit. Who was the winning answer? Do you remember last week? Ken Riley, was that last week?
No. That was weeks ago, I think. That was when they played Cincinnati.
That was incredible,
yeah,
Donnie.
Yeah, that was a hell of a pull.
You have a habit of getting out to big leads here, and then David Bednar's your closer. You're having trouble. You're having trouble finishing games here. Let's see how this goes. I have a feeling this one is right in your wheelhouse. This is AFC Championship game themed. For some odd and I thought mysterious reason, because you never do this, you went back and sat with Limits during the break there.
We were studying together.
Yeah,
I was setting up the breaks for the guys at 2.
Yeah. Sure you were, Donnie. You were looking at the questions is what you were doing.
And Joe was taking shots at us back here while we were
unhappy.
Prepping and doing our work.
Something looked very... He should not be allowed in the studio next to you right before the quiz show.
Are we not allowed to collude against Joe before the quiz show?
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line on which you may interact with the Limitless Wonder. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say... There's never a fee unless we get money for you. And before we get to question number one, I want to tell people that the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Me against Donnie, Donnie against me. Let's do this.
First question goes to
me.
Joe,
I won the last
after
one.
Winning last
yes.
week.
Yep.
Contest. Question number one, Joe.
Yeah.
In the 1974 AFC Championship game.
Yes, I remember it well. I was 9 years old.
It's the first AFC Championship game that the Steelers ever reached.
Yes, it was.
The Raiders scored one touchdown in a 24-13 Steelers victory in Oakland. Kenny Stabler connected with this player on a 38-yard touchdown to give Oakland a 10-3 lead. Who was he?
Cliff Branch.
Cliff Branch is correct.
That was the only person I would have been able to guess.
Yeah.
Fred Biletnikoff could have been another.
Good one.
Dave Casper could have been
another. Dave Casper would have been my guess.
Here we go, Donnie. The crowd is even behind me today.
The crowd is loving Joe's answer today.
I'm playing Arrowhead this week.
You're going to get all the calls against you. You should flop to try to get a call from Limits.
All right, Donnie. In the 1976 AFC Championship game, both Rocky Blyer and Franco Harris did not play in a 24-7 Steelers loss to once again Oakland. Who was the Steelers' leading rusher in the game? And it seems like Joe knows.
Yeah, Joe definitely has it. Oh, man, I don't even know.
I don't even know if
Frenchie was still on the team.
That might be your guess.
I'll guess him.
Frenchie Fuqua is incorrect.
Sidney Thornton.
No.
What?
Oh. Sidney Thornton was not the leading rusher.
We have an upset here, Donnie. Now it's all open.
How about the original TB12 on a few scrambles?
No, it was not.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I thought it was Sidney Thornton. He played running back that. Maybe it was on an end around to Stallworth. I'll say Stallworth.
I will go back and confirm just to make sure that I did not get it.
No. I'm sure you're right. Wrong. I say Stallworth on an end around.
Nope.
Donnie?
I will say Swan on an end around.
Nope.
It was Sidney Thornton and who?
This man also scored a touchdown in the game. The only Steeler offensive touchdown.
Oh, my gourd. The only Steelers touchdown. I don't know. I'm just going to say I don't know.
I wouldn't know
Donnie?
Who it is.
Who was it?
Reggie Harrison.
Oh, does that hurt, Donnie? Doesn't it?
I was very worried because right off the jump of that question, I could tell by your reaction.
I would have bet my life on Sidney Thornton. It was Reggie Harrison. Great question. Great question.
Thank you kindly. In the 2005 AFC Championship game, Joe, the Steelers survived in Indianapolis thanks to Ben's tackle and a missed field goal the week before, and then they played in Denver and won 34-17.
Yeah.
Ben scrambled for a touchdown and threw for two more, including one touchdown pass to Hines Ward before the end of the first half. The other touchdown was a 12-yard strike to this man to begin the second quarter. Who caught the pass and was the Steelers' leading receiver that day?
Cedric Wilson.
That's correct.
Why, thank you, Limits. I'm ahead 2-0.
I was hoping for a slip up there. He beat Champ Bailey. I remember the play.
He beat Champ Bailey.
I was there.
Okay. All right, Donnie, I don't know if you were at this game or not, to be honest. The 2008 AFC Championship game, Steelers-Ravens. They intercepted Joe Flacco 3 times in the victory. One interception was by, of course, Troy Polamalu. Another interception was by, of course, Deshae Townsend. Who was the third interception by in the game?
Tyrone Carter.
You guys are knocking the quiz show out of the park right now.
Wow.
I was at that game.
I don't think I get that one. Good,
I was up
good
in the
answer.
End zone bleachers with my dad.
What's the score?
Troy brought the touchdown right in below us.
He did?
Yeah.
That's a memory of a lifetime. Greatest play in that stadium's history. Mm-hmm. Unquestioned.
The score is currently 2-1 in favor of Joe. Who gets
Is it unquestioned,
the next
Donnie? Is that the? I mean, that's the greatest play in that stadium's history, correct?
I mean, given the significance, that stamped them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, and the Immaculate Extension was a hell of a play,
yeah.
but
regular season
it wasn't
game.
The AFC title game. I'm sorry, Limits.
Joe, this one's for you.
What's the score?
2-1. You after no one got the Reggie Harrison question.
Yeah,
the New England Patriots are 11-4 all time in the AFC Championship game.
Yep.
They hold the most wins all time in the conference title game. The Steelers are tied for second with 8 wins. They're 8-8 overall, but 8 wins. Another team also has 8 wins. Who are they?
In the AFC champ in the AFC,
in the
championship,
AFC championship game.
I mean, it's gotta be. Oh boy. Oh boy. So somebody's been to 8 Super Bowls who's not the Patriots or the Steelers?
That's correct.
That doesn't even make sense to me. I'll say the Raiders.
The Raiders are incorrect. Raiders are in the top 5, though.
I will go with the Chiefs.
Oh,
the Chiefs
right.
are incorrect.
I thought we had the 2 right there.
What? I'll say the Broncos.
The Denver Broncos are 8-2 all time in the AFC Championship game.
That was going to be my next guess.
That's a great question.
Yeah,
I commend him for that. What's the score?
Thank you.
3-1
you. You typically hate my questions.
The only No, I don't. They've been good lately.
I hate you.
Let's be honest. We hit rock bottom when they played the Giants and you went with a bunch of leftover Jets
New York,
questions.
They were New York questions. It's up to you, New York, New York.
All right. Let's.
Thank
this
you,
is
Frank.
It. This is worth 3 points. The winner of this
no,
question.
No, there's one more question until the final question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
forget it.
I pretty much have to get
Donnie,
it.
Donnie, this question is for you. Joe is up 3-1.
No, you don't have to get it because I could get it and you could tie me with the last question. We go to penalty kicks.
Donnie, only one team has reached an AFC championship game but has never won an AFC championship game. And one of this team's losses came to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're 0-4, this team is. Who are they?
That was a convoluted question.
So they're
just when I was complimenting you.
So this team in the AFC has reached the AFC Championship game four times, their own four. They have never won an AFC Championship game. They're the only team in the AFC that has gone to an AFC Championship game but has never won an AFC Championship game. And one of those four losses came to the Steelers. Who is that team?
That makes me want to say the Browns.
The Browns are incorrect.
The Browns have been to the AFC Championship, yeah, but have never been to a Super Bowl. So the very premise of your question is incorrect. This is unbelievable, yeah, Donnie. Right when we complimented him.
See, that's what I thought. Like, they lost to the Broncos multiple times.
Yeah, who's your answer?
It was the Jets. This stat muse fooled me. I had the Jets.
The Jets did. They did go to a Super Bowl.
That was before they had an AFC Championship game.
Oh, okay.
Because it was the NFC-AFC title
game. They got
game.
Him.
Donnie, I'm sorry.
They got
We
me.
Have to throw out that question
That's
and go
fine.
To the final
the question.
The question
is thrown out.
It's unbelievable that it happened right when
no
I was paying
timing,
him
huh?
the highest of compliments.
Well, all right, easy to forget the Browns.
No, you're doing great, and everybody makes a mistake. It's okay. Let's go to the last one.
It's not about how you do in the middle. It's how you recover.
That's exactly right. Let's do the championship question. Here we go, Donnie. The second last quiz show of the year.
Yeah,
a lot of pressure.
Is.
I get to go first.
A lot of pressure.
It is you.
Okay, Joe. In the 1979 AFC Championship game, Dave Pastorini threw five interceptions in a 34-5 Steelers victory as the Steelers moved on to eventually win their fourth Super Bowl.
Dan Pastorini, right?
Yes.
Okay. Through how many?
What did I say, Dave?
I think so.
Well, Dan Pastorini it
That's
was.
That's his brother,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How many of the five players who intercepted passes from Dan Pastorini can you name?
One.
Donnie? Can you
Donnie?
Name two?
I'll say two.
Oh, yeah. Here
Donnie
we go.
Can name two.
The pressure's on Donnie.
The pressure's on Donnie.
If he gets one wrong, I win. Go ahead, Donnie.
I'm just going to go with Ham and Blunt.
Oh, my.
Donnie! Jack Ham, Mel Blunt, Donnie Schell, Ron Johnson, and Lauren Taves.
Yeah, baby. Listen to that crowd.
The crowd is going wild.
It's like when Rocky turned the crowd in Russia.
That was like a stake to the heart. But you know what it sets up, Donnie?
I was surprised you didn't just go for
but I
higher
didn't,
number.
Well, I didn't know. I was going to put you on the spot to name two of them. It could be anybody.
Yeah.
It could have been Blunt. It could have been JT Thomas, Mike Wagner, Ham, Lambert, any other weird one like by a defensive line. All you had to do was get one wrong and I win.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say Lambert and Blunt?
I don't know. I just had like an inkling like Ham, like he probably made the play in that game, even though both of those guys had a ton of picks.
Yeah. It was a great question, Limits. I commend you for that.
Thank you.
We bounced back.
Again, we recovered. We bounced back.
And it works
needed.
Out best for the show anyway, because in advance of the Super Bowl, it'll be winner take all, just like the Super Bowl will be.
That's right.
Money, right? That was a great answer.
Yeah.
Oh, we also have an update on the Topps card from Topps.
Oh, what?
From the Paul Skeens 1-of-1 debut patch autograph card. Update. The collector has decided to forego the Pirates offer and is sending the card up to auction.
Big surprise there.
Not taking the Pirates offer.
Would you have taken it, Donnie?
No.
I mean, it was a generous offer, but
yeah.
I'm taking money, man. I want money.
It's actually funny. I'm glad we have this conversation here. I was trying to explain to Sarah the other night why the card was of such value. Like, I just don't think she like understood, like, well, why wouldn't that person just take the offer and like sell the tickets or something, and you know, whatever, like he'll definitely get more money for that than the card, wouldn't he? And I was like, no,
right?
Because yeah, maybe Skeens ends up never living up to what he did as a rookie. That would hurt the value. Very real possibility the dude collects multiple Cy Youngs. Maybe he gets a World Series in there. The kid could either sell it now for seven figures or even a higher number to lead that seven-figure
I'm selling it tomorrow.
Price in a few years.
Yeah. It can be. It is hard to comprehend why these things are so valuable, but it's just because there's a market for it.
Yeah.
Somebody wants that rare card.
I just kind of explain, like, there is a market for sports collectors out there, memorabilia cards, whatever. You have to figure this is literally the only one of these on Earth.
Right.
You are the only person on the planet
that has this card. Yeah. And even there was even more than one golden ticket in Willy Wonka, now that I think about it.
There were five.
That one guy in
Uruguay tried to make the fake one.
In the original Willy Wonka?
Yeah, you remember that?
No.
Yeah, Charlie thought he lost out.
I don't remember that plot twist at all.
Yeah, they had the news report that a guy faked it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then old Grandpa Joe found a few more cents under his pillow.
You really, really don't like Grandpa Joe, do you?
No, but I do love that movie. That's a classic.
So do I. It's great. Gene Wilder was a genius. Well, congratulations, Donnie, on the quiz show.
Thank you. That sets up a big one in 2 weeks.
And the general said that he would sell that card immediately, Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle, because you don't know what's going to happen, and you can get $1 million for it now, at least, he said, I think, right? Is that what he said?
Yeah, upwards of $1 million.
I'd do it today. And then I don't know who buys it. You know, somebody who just wants to have it.
I have breaking news as well.
Please.
A major change in Houston, guys. The Texans are moving on from offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
How about that?
That's big news.
You know where he's from, Limits.
Baldwin's finest.
Yeah, he is.
According to Paris.
Bring him home, baby.
Bring him home. Bring him back.
That's really surprising to me.
I didn't even know he was from Baldwin until I saw Pony's tweet.
Mm-hmm.
His family is from Baldwin. I don't know them, but I would like to get to know them.
So, all right. Their points rank last year was 13th. Was that his first year? First year was Stroud anyway. So they were 13th and 19th. Is it that bad? Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. Is it that bad, Donnie?
I mean, didn't they
lost all their receivers this year.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like he's being scapegoated almost.
Like, I mean, I don't know if there were philosophical differences, but they seem to move the ball a little bit. I guess they got manhandled by the Chiefs in that game. Maybe there was something that Ryan's hated about that particular game. Their quarterback got sacked 8 times. Seems to me more of a problem with talent around CJ than it does coaching, I can tell you that. I'd be very leery to do this. I found my guy, CJ Stroud, and even if he took a little step back this year, I feel like I have a guy who made him a star in his rookie year. Like I'm fine with CJ Stroud's development through 2 years when I look at the whole thing. I feel like I have a guy who has taken a quarterback and shown him how to be really good in the NFL, regardless of potholes here and there. I think that's a risky move.
Yeah, this is something I did not see coming at all.
Bring him home, Limits?
Bring him back to Baldwin, baby.
Okay, so,
I'll set up a nice little spot for him on my street.
So think about this. We have heard a couple of people that cover the Steelers, not that they know for sure, but they have speculated, well, maybe they won't fire anybody, but maybe they do add somebody.
Yeah.
This would be a hell of an addition.
I agree.
Offensive consultant, like, I don't know, like, whatever you want to name it.
But I think he'll still, are there coordinator positions open in the league?
There should be
there
some.
There should be, because there's new coaches.
Yeah, I don't think
this guy will get hired in 5 seconds, I would think.
Yeah, we hear that a lot, too.